Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, July 30th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by 1Password. Leading off today, as expected, the first beta of iOS 18.1 has arrived, and it comes with the first Apple Intelligence features. There's also iPadOS 18.1 and macOS Sequoia 15.1, and all of these updates are only available to the devices that can run Apple Intelligence. So for iOS 18, this is iPhone 15 Pro and iPhone 15 Pro Max. For macOS Sequoia, it is any Mac with an M1 chip or newer. And for the iPad, it's any iPad with an M1 chip or newer. So what Apple Intelligence features are actually included in the first iOS 18.1 beta? First, we have writing tools. This is a new set of features that lets users rewrite, proofread, and summarize text nearly anywhere they write, including mail, notes, pages, and third-party apps. For instance, you can choose to rewrite a message to have it sound more professional, more concise, or more friendly. There are also some new features for Siri. There's a brand new design with a glowing light that wraps around the edge of the screen when Siri is active. You can now switch between text and voice for Siri interactions by double-tapping the navigation bar at the bottom of your iPhone. Siri can also now give users device support everywhere they go and answer questions about how to do something on iPhone, iPad, or Mac. For instance, you can ask Siri how to turn on dark mode on your iPhone. Finally, Siri can now follow along if users stumble over words and maintain context from one request to the next. For Apple Mail, there are new features, including a new section at the top of the inbox that shows you the most urgent emails, like a same-day dinner invitation, a credit card bill, or a boarding pass. In your inbox, instead of previewing the first few lines of each email, Apple Intelligence will now summarize the email and show you that summarization without you needing to actually open a message. There's a new smart reply feature that provides suggestions for a quick response and that can identify questions in an email to ensure that everything is answered. In Photos, there is now support for natural language search to make it easier to find the specific photos that you're searching for. And you can now search in videos to find specific moments and clips and go right to that relevant segment. And finally, there's a new focus mode called Reduce Interruptions that surfaces only the notifications that might need immediate attention, like a text about an early pickup from daycare. Once you update to the developer beta of iOS 18.1, you can go to the Settings app and you'll see a new Apple Intelligence and Siri menu. Tap on this and you'll see a new option to join the Apple Intelligence waitlist, and when you're approved, you'll get a push notification on your device saying that Apple Intelligence is ready for you. Next up today, Apple has also released macOS Sonoma 14.6 to the public, and while this isn't a very exciting update for most people, it does add support for multiple external displays for the M3 MacBook Pro. The backstory here is that the M3 MacBook Pro was released back in October and could only support one external display. But then in March, Apple released the new M3 MacBook Air with the same M3 chip as the MacBook Pro and said that it could support powering two external displays with the MacBook Air lid closed. Shortly thereafter, Apple said that it would bring the same functionality retroactively to the M3 MacBook Pro, and now that has arrived. Apple says that macOS Sonoma 14.6 adds support for using up to two external displays with the 14-inch MacBook Pro with M3 when the laptop lid itself is closed. So this does mean you have to choose between using your Mac's internal display combined with a single external display, or close your laptop lid and get support for two external screens. Still, it's a big upgrade from the previous experience where you could only use one external screen regardless of your setup. We are sponsored this week by 1Password. From creating strong passwords to effortlessly sharing them, 1Password makes it easy to keep your family safe. You do everything in your power to keep your family secure. That's why you lock the doors, have a safe, and set the alarm system. But what about online? Managing your family's digital life doesn't have to be overwhelming. And 1Password empowers you to protect what matters most without compromising on security or convenience. As families gear up for the new academic year, the need for secure and organized management of logins and information is becoming increasingly important. 1Password family accounts offer a valuable solution to enable the creation, saving, and sharing of household information. Everyone from children to grandparents has a digital identity, and managing your accounts doesn't have to feel like a chore. Get a 14-day free trial of 1Password by hitting the link in the show notes or visiting 1Password.com. Rounding out today, we just talked about the Apple Intelligence features that are included in iOS 18.1, but what about the ones that aren't? There's a pretty long list of Apple Intelligence features that aren't in these first betas, but that Apple says are coming soon, later this year, or early next year. This includes Image Playgrounds, Apple's new AI image generation tool that will let you generate images with a text command either in the dedicated Image Playground app or in other places throughout iOS. iOS 18.1 also doesn't include Genmoji, which lets you generate custom emoji using text descriptions. There's no support for priority notifications, a new feature that will show you your most important notifications first. There's no support for cleanup in the Photos app, a feature that will let you remove unwanted objects from a photo. Key Siri upgrades like on-screen awareness and in-application actions are also not available. Inbox categories in Apple Mail are still missing. And of course, ChatGPT integration with Siri is nowhere to be found. Apple says that these features will roll out over the coming months and into 2025. The Wall Street Journal also reports that the personal context capability for Siri will come before the end of the year. Personal context integration with Siri is one of the biggest upgrades and most impressive demos Apple showed at WWDC in June. The Wall Street Journal also confirms that ChatGPT integration will come to Siri before the end of the year. So all of this is to say that yes, the first Apple Intelligence features are here with iOS 18.1 Beta 1, but the features that are implemented today will still get significantly better before their release to the public sometime in October, and new features will continue to be added over the coming months and into 2025. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.